Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some healings and answer some questions and just have a wonderful evening here. So we'll just talk about the Lightship briefly. The Lightship comes once every 2,000 years, and the last time it showed up was when Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago. And it comes here to help the people for ascension, if they choose to, along with the earth spirit through its ascension process. And this time the earth spirit is leaving the spiritual blueprint of the earth and is going somewhere else. It's been here, done that many times, and now it wants to evolve to another consciousness. And so what that means to the earth here is that it may not ever exist again as we know it right now on 3D. And the earth spirit is going into 8D, so it already has its brand new planet created. It's just waiting for the ascension time to occur, which is what the Lightship does. It brings forth ascension. So if that's kind of puzzling you, you may say, well, what's going to happen to me if the earth is no longer going to be here? Well, you won't be here either. You will be nowhere. And your body will not exist. Your spirit will go back to its home base energy. And the nice thing is that if you're able to be able to rejoin your physical blueprint of your body and get into it completely, then you're able to do the ascension. This is what ascension is. If your spirit cannot merge with your body, then your body will not do an ascension, and it'll just be a blueprint. And it will never be able to be brought up into a life form again, because there won't be any energy to sustain it. And then your spirit will move on and choose a body and move into another area of consciousness. So it's up to you if you choose to have your body do the ascension. So I always ask people, how much do you love your body? Most people don't understand what's going to happen. They just think that there's some type of situation happening with the planets alignments and everything else with astrology, and that we're kind of going to be moving into another dimension or another way of being, and that time is speeding up now, and they think that if you just think good thoughts and smile to everyone, that when 2012 comes, if that is the date, that, you know, by smiling a lot to people, that they're going to be able to live past that. Well, if the time is 2012, like everyone's talking about, you will not be here. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is, because the universe of light is no longer going to be in existence. And then it gets turned back on again, and this is the way the light can keep track of its creations. It's very simple. And the darkness then can no longer attach to the light, because there's no more light for it to attach to. And it's up to you to be able to do this shift yourself. If your spirit hasn't been tampered with, been hooked up by spells and curses and hexes, which a lot of people do on this earth plane, dark side practitioners, then you should be able to leave here. But if part of your spirit is tied up with the darkness, then the Lightship may not be able to find you when the whole universe of light is turned off. So that might be kind of alarming to you, not knowing if you have been or not. But the main thing is that, you know, the Lightship does special healings to help you for this process before the ascension time occurs. And that's the nice thing, is that they're here to actually assist you. But it's up to you to do the work. And the work is getting your body cleaned out of the genetic cellular memory. And this is the way we need to do this process here. So, what we're going to do is some sample healings tonight. Hopefully that answered your question about ascension. So if you're worried about what's going to happen, are you going to be with your animals or your parents, or maybe you have a son or daughter? Maybe they're only a couple of years of age and you're worried about what's going to happen to them. Well, typically a young person is going to be in their body more fully than an older person, so they have a much better chance at ascending. Once you start bringing in the negativity and that activation of your extraterrestrial implants go off, the mindsets, the genetic programming, everything like that, then you have a harder time at this year. This is why a baby's so vibrant and why older people don't look very good, you know. Their eyes are kind of dulled out. And that's the unfortunate thing, because if you're not in your body, who is? And you have to be in your body for ascension. So the whole process is very simplistic. So you don't have to worry about anybody else but yourself, because that's all that's left. Everything else is going to be separate. You're not going to be connected to any of your loved ones, any of your family, any of your animals or pets, because they're going on to their own evolution just like you are. And this is just the way it is. Your only link to your spiritual family is on your home base energy. And that's no longer or not available to you because the dark side took that away from you. So just, just know that everything is in order of the light during that process. And if you're able to have your spirit fully come forward, then you have a really nice chance of having your spirit leave the earth plane. The reason why people don't leave the earth plane, in fact, I talk about this a lot, the reason why probably all of you listening here, if you've had more than one past life, that's because, or if you know that you've been here for over 2,000 years, that's only because you did not do the ascension last time. Remember, the light does not force you to incarnate more than one time on in one planet. So if you know you've been here for, you know, a couple thousand years, which typically maybe a couple hundred lifetimes, then you know that you're forced to come back here because you have not ever left. And the ascension time makes that possible. If you could leave here, which is the way it's supposed to be, you would not have been here. You'd only have one lifetime here. So the fact that you haven't left means that you're stuck here. It means that the darkness is a hold of your spirit. And this is part of the problems that people are dealing with here. So as far as worrying about everybody else around you, there's really no concern for that. Because all you can do is be accountable for yourself. You're not going to be able to, in the spirit realm, help someone else because you're busy doing your own work. And they're busy doing their own work also. So the whole process is to be able to have your spirit leave. And then when ascension time starts up again, then the ascension is actually coming and having your body re-energized into another consciousness. And then it's awakened in pure perfection, and then they can go on to the 8D reality where the Earth Spirit is going to go to. It can only go to where the Earth Spirit is going to have this new manifestation. So if it was at a different dimension, it would be going to that dimension also, but it shows, in our terminology, 8D. A lot of people talk about 4D and 5D. Well, that's not where the Earth Spirit is going to. That's just a dark side programming, getting people to align themselves with these other energies where the dark side controls. Remember, we're all dealing with mind here, and the mind is the enemy, the mind is the darkness. The spirit is what you want to get into, the spirit in your heart center. Then you're out of time, and the darkness is in time, causing you to have all these problems, and that's a situation that basically we all are in right now, is the darkness energy. So as you start releasing the darkness from yourself, you start having more consciousness awareness and you're able to understand more fully what's happening. Most people, when they listen to this BBS program, probably takes them about six times or so just to finally catch on to what's really happening because they realize that they've been lied to throughout their lifetime through religions, through other practitioners, because it's so simple. But they make it very complicated and attempt to attach you to the darkness. So, we'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. Sylvia, are you there?
Yep, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. We have a great program tonight in store because we have a special guest sponsor for tonight's program. And I also see we have some of our wonderful listeners on the fast chat. So, before we go into our sponsors' questions and requests. We'll just take a minute to address a few of these things on the fast chat, if that's okay with you, Ron.
Sure. No problem.
Okay, so we have a question. Can spirits scan, erase, alter, or block our memories?
I guess spirits would be entities. So, yes, they can, and so can the implants that are inside of you. So, yes, when you're possessed by a spirit that comes into your consciousness, they normally take away your memory. This is why most people, if you ask them what happened when they were maybe intoxicated or something, and they say that they didn't do what they did, maybe they were at a bar and they took all their clothes off and started dancing on a table, and then the next day they wake up and all their friends are saying, "Do you know what you did last night?" And you go, "Well, no, I just had a few drinks." And they go, "Well, you were doing this here." And they go, "Wow, really? Nah, I wasn't doing that." Well, their spirit wasn't doing it, which is telling you the truth. But the entity had a great time with your body, and it had a lot of fun. Maybe you took on some very prestigious dancers, you know, from the past. They just loved experiencing your body. So you acted out the situation because you were out of control and unable to connect with your spirit. Remember, when you get too far low on consciousness where you cannot connect to your spirit, and most people don't do that, so we'll just reverse that and say when your spirit cannot connect to you, remember, it's always trying. So when a finally goes, well, this person's brain dead here, too much alcohol, too many drugs, I'll just take off, and because I don't want to be here. I don't want to deal with this intoxication. This suffering is just like your body is. So it leaves, and it's actually drunk also. And eventually it'll sober itself up, just like you do. But who's mining the fork? Well, all the entities from that bar came into you. It could be a couple thousand of them. And they're having a grand time with your body. Because remember, this is their chance to have the life force energy from you, and it's their chance to experience life again. Remember, they don't have a body any longer, and so you open yourself up to allow them to have your body to use. And this is what happens. So, I think that's answered good enough, Sylvia?
That's great. Yes, and we have a couple of questions about the ascension from what you were talking about earlier. And one of them is, will other planets be doing the ascension also at this time?
If everything created in the light will be doing the ascension, yes. But your body can only go to eight-dimensional reality. Your spirit can go anywhere. It can go up or down a dimension. It just depends what life form it wants to experience. Remember, your spirit is just around to connect with the body that it's in, to experience the creativity that that body can do, and to just have a good time sightseeing. So this is what your spirit is doing out there, experiencing the universe of light. So yes, if you're able to do the ascension, you know, you will be going to 8D. You can go there also. Maybe you're not able to go into your body that you have now. So your body been lost out. Remember, it's been here a long time genetically. It's very tired. It would love to get the hell out of here, okay? Remember, it could possibly get recycled again by the darkness. You can go sideways, too. I won't get into that too much, but your body would like to leave here. And so what happens is, if your body can't make it, then you still get the chance to go to 8D, and you would pick a different life form. And you might go to where the Earth spirit is. Maybe you might come there as a plant. Maybe you might come there as another being. Who knows what you would look like, but the one that you have now, the body that you have now, will be there. And so you might be able to come in. Maybe you come in there as a maybe six-legged person, maybe with two heads, and then you're going to be looking at these people that are from the Earth, which you were like back then. Will you have memory of this here? It's hard to say if you're going to remember since you switched life forms, okay? But the people from the Earth, they'll know that you look different and that you do not resonate with them, but you are someone that's created by the light because you have a spirit in you and you're going to have a different life form. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, that brings up the next question, which was, will we retain our memory on 8D? So if people are able to ascend with their physical life form, then would they retain their memory?
Well, you're going to remember what it's like without trauma. And so you would be able to pull up maybe all the beautiful sights that you've seen in this lifetime, and maybe even the past lives that you had without the trauma associated with them. It just depends what your spirit and your body wants to bring forth at that time. People ask me all the time that I'd get their third eye opened up. Oh, I don't really think you'd want to be able to see what I see. I'd probably freak most of you out as I do these healings on people and pull out things out of them when they start to bite me or try to get into a confrontation with me. So that's kind of up to you and your spirit, your body, your spirit, as what you're going to have as far as a consciousness and how much you're going to remember from the past. But, yeah, it will be with you, I believe, if you wish to experience and talk about it and be a storyteller. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, would you like to do the entity release and get everyone heart-centered, and then we'll bring on Nancy's questions and her requests, and then we'll pick up some more from the fast chat in a little bit?
Okay, sure. So here we go. We release those entities from you. Now, they come in minute by minute sometimes. They come in when you're upset. And you can normally tell when they're in you because you might behave differently. If you look in a mirror, you're going to see that your eyes are not very bright because the entities can't look out of your eyes. So if you're not home, and when you're home, your eyes are as bright as they can be, depending on your spirit energy. But when you're not home, then they get dulled out. This is why when people take drugs, their eyes are very dark. And there's no light or light coming out of their eyes. So you may know somebody like that. I see a lot of people who smoked marijuana maybe over the last 20, 30 years. And the people that still smoke it, their eyes are normally always glossed over. I've never seen anybody who is a pot smoker, we'll say, who doesn't have glossed over eyes. So they're just not in their body. They might smile a lot and be numbed out by the drug for so many years of taking it, but they're not in their body. And I'd say that's probably true of, I would say, probably 95% of the people that I have, seen. So here we go. So we're doing some entity releasing here. And in fact, just look at your eyes if you are someone who does smoke marijuana. You probably have friends that do that. To look at their eyes and just see how they look. See if they're shining and bright. See if there's light coming out of their eyes. Maybe take a half a dozen of your friends and look at them. They're probably all going to be glossed over. And that's because you kicked your spirit out of your body. And you've done that consciously. It's a conscious choice to get yourself numbed out to eliminate that contact with your spirit. It's not your spirit's fault. It's the fact that you have taken a drug, or any kind of drug for that matter, whether it's, say, alcohol or some other type of substance. And whatever you've taken numbs your brain out, and numbs out your consciousness also, and when that happens, you're out of your body. It's as simple as that. Here we go. And if you want to really see that in effect, just look at pictures of people who are incarcerated. And if you, look at them on the TV, sometimes you see them who, with their mugshot, will say, their eyes are always like nobody's home. It's interesting watching the TV also, and you find people like that on some of the programs. So when you do watch TV, look at their eyes, see how they look. You'll know if they're conscious or not. They don't have to be telling you the truth, whatever they're doing, but you can at least see if they're conscious with your spirit energy in their body. Okay, So we're working on the bottom of our feet now. We're doing our waist area. Going up now to the middle part of our body, body organs. Remember, they can come to us with pain too. When we suffer pain, they come in. There we go. Okay, now we're going up to our shoulders, down our arms, neck, and head. Okay, I'm going to bring more of your spirit back in your body now. So I'll count to 10. And before I do that, I'd like everybody to go to the mirror. I should have had you done this before I did the entity release, but go to a mirror right now and look at your eyes. I'll give you a minute here to do that. Remember, entities come in and they numb you out. They want to experiment with your body because, remember, they're having their lifetime that they had, and they normally get attracted by your pain or situation that you're in, and they come to you because of that. And maybe the lifestyle that you're leading. This is why people who are addicted to smoking or alcohol or drugs have a very, very hard time releasing that because they have entities that want to use the body. If you don't get rid of the entities, you will probably never, ever get well because those are why you're doing it to begin with. You can say that you want to get out of it, but once entities come in, you know, you could have 500 of them. They push your spirit out, and you're back to doing the same thing over again. Okay, hopefully you looked at yourself and bring your spirit in. Here we go. And I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, do one more time. I'd like you to look at your eyes again. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll put some music on. You want to check your eyes out? I'd like you to do that if you would, to just see if they're a little bit brighter, and they always should be. It means that you're more in your body and you have a better consciousness right now, being able to connect with your spirit and just drop into your heart center here. Okay. And we'll do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, your awakening thoughts, we'll call it. And the first floor is where your spirit resides. So dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, let's put some music on again here. And you should feel very peaceful, maybe more than what you were. And if you feel about the same, that's great because you made it to your heart center by yourself. Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Well, so I'd like to announce our guest sponsor for this evening, one of our wonderful listeners, Nancy, and also, I believe, Angel. Angel is that her dog, Ron?
Yes, a beautiful dog, yes.
Beautiful dog, Angel, who really is an angel. So Nancy chose, rather than coming on live, to actually sponsor and send in her questions and requests. And this is the second time that Nancy's been sponsoring the program, and she had some wonderful questions and requests last time, so we're very excited to have her with us again in spirit. And actually, I'd like to read something that she said, which is really wonderful. She says, hi, Ron and Sylvia. I'm grateful to be sponsoring this radio show again. The last time I sponsored a show, I felt like I got a huge boost in my health, and my cancer was very noticeably lessened. With a result like that, I am, of course, very interested in continuing to be a sponsor and would encourage other listeners to do the same. So thank you, Nancy. That's wonderful, and thank you for sponsoring. And for those of you that don't know about that, anyone can sponsor any one of the four weekly radio programs that we have each week. And it's just a wonderful thing to sponsor because, for one thing, you're helping to keep this radio program of live healings available for people. It helps to get the word out about the Ascension Mission. And it's also a wonderful personal benefit because as you come on the radio program, you're just really surrounded by the beautiful, divine, pure love and light energy from the light ship. And just like Nancy said, that she had some wonderful results just by being on the program. So if you'd like to do that, I believe there's a link right on the page from the radio that you can find out about that, but if not, just go to creationlightship.com, and I think you can read about that and find out what to do. And the next thing that Nancy would like to have us talk about is this weekend's coming up Expo, Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. And she says, I first learned of the Creation Lightship from a friend that attended last year's Expo in L.A., and I plan on going both Saturday and Sunday this year. And I'm so looking forward to meeting you and thanking you in person for all the marvelous healing that you have so graciously given to me during the past year. Would you please explain how to get the most out of your appearance at the expo and how to get the most benefit out of the light infusion healing chamber? So over to you, Ron.
Okay, well, thank you, Nancy. Normally, you just get in the chamber. Nothing to do. I like people normally just to think on maybe one thought of what they'd like to have healed in their body. And you're probably best to, we have different prices, okay? We have a discount coupon where you can go in for the first time for $10. And another price, I forgot what the price was, but I think we have maybe six times in the chamber. But what I'd recommend is the unlimited. It's $100, and if you're there for a couple of days, normally what we have people do is go in the first time, or actually each time, and they do a session. They go all out and walk around for maybe half an hour to an hour, let the energy stabilize in their body, and then come back in again. So I would say most people that have the unlimited come into the chamber throughout the weekend, maybe about a dozen times. And it's just wonderful because each time you feel a little bit lighter, more energy is coming into your body, and it just works and works and works. And a lot of people who have been in there more than one time, you actually, the first time in, you actually see them change. Their aura is connected right to their body, so there's no energy flowing around them. A lot of people, in comparison, when you look at everybody else, they have like a murky energy around their body, kind of like a fog. And once they come out of the chamber, and these are like 5-minute sessions because the energy is very, very intense and very strong, and you're on the light ship once you walk into the light chamber. And once they come out, I think everybody smiles. They feel great. The aches and pains can go away. And it's just a wonderful experience. I can't tell you how great it is until you experience it. It's just something that there's nothing like it here. This is the first time the chamber has actually been on the planet here. It wasn't available when Jesus walked the earth because that technology or it wasn't really needed at that time. And now it is. So. And now it's so much more important to have your light being brought into your body because the bodies here walking the earth, since they're all extraterrestrial, they do not have the initial divine code put into them. Remember, we do sessions where we take the barcode off of your spirit, we take ET barcodes off of you, and so the actual physical body is losing that life force spark from the divine, and this puts it back into you. And this is why people look so much better when they come out of it. So the main thing, just to go in there, don't expect anything, but do request one healing. And the light beings will do what they can to help you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, yeah, I would like to just say that the light chamber is amazing, and I've actually seen at one of the seminars or expos that you were at, Ron, where you had the aura photography available, and I've seen people's auras like before and after the light chamber. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
And you don't even need that to see them. You just see the glow. Like when they step out, it's incredible. So it's amazing actually to stand there and watch other people go in and come out and see how much more light energy they have. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really hard to mistake when you see somebody walk out of the chamber.
Yeah.
And if you don't sense energies or feel it, you definitely can see a change in people. You may not be able to put your finger on it, but it's definitely a change. So, what's our next question, Sylvia?
And don't you have also seminars and other workshops that people can attend as well?
Yes, I'm having two lectures. One's Friday night, I think it's 7. Then I have a... another lecture on Saturday and a pre-workshop Sunday, I believe, at 3 o'clock. And then I'm also on a panel in the evening of Sunday. I think it's about a 2-hour panel. And so I'll be busy on Sunday. So anyway, but the light chamber will still be in use, so there'll be no problem with that if I'm not there. It works wonderfully. So back to you, Sylvia.
So I guess for myself, I would say for getting the most out of your experience or your appearance at the expo is just, you know, if anyone's going, just basically you know, go to Ron's lectures, because, you know, there's always healing experiences there, and go in and out of the chamber as much as you possibly can over the 3 days, because it'll rock your world, change your life, and, you know, other than that, just take care of yourself, drink a lot of water, eat good food, and rest up, and just you'll have a wonderful weekend. So let's see. So Nancy's asking if the online healing options that you have available will be including your Creation Lightship facials anytime in the future.
Yeah, I'll check into that after I come back from Los Angeles, and go put on the facial. That's very interesting to see that. People normally just feel their skin getting softer. It's hard to say it goes from one extreme to another, but most people feel a benefit during the process here of having that. If you're on the actual one-hour conference calls, I can probably say that if you've been on it for about a month, your hair normally gets thicker, and it's just more life in your hair. So you might just check your hair out if you're on those calls. But remember, you're having the divine beings work with you. So they do many, many things. And a lot of it isn't even what I talk about on the calls, because there's so much going on. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. I'd like to thank Annika for her comment on the fast chat about the Delight Infusion Chamber. She says that she saw such a change in her family after going in the light chamber. And she says, we were see-through. That's great.
Yeah, that's true. After people do the unlimited, you look at them and you can almost see through their body energetically. I mean, it's you'd have to actually watch people. And if you can sense energies after about maybe the fifth time of doing this, this is the way people start to look, because their stuff is taken away from them. So you don't see that density, and it just goes deeper and deeper and deeper. The first time in the chamber, it's like having a nice shower where they scrub you off with a brush, we'll say. And then after that, you get the work done. Not that it doesn't happen the first time, but as you're going more and more, they go into maybe a deeper state of you, and you just feel better and better. Most people who do the unlimited can't wait to get back in again. So back to you, Sylvia.
We have a Dreamer online asking how much it costs to get into the expo and how much the lectures cost.
The lectures are free. My workshop is free. Normally they're about, I think, $25-$30, I believe, and I'm doing a free one, a free workshop. To get into the expo, I'm not sure. Most promoters typically charge maybe $10, $15 a day, and maybe they charge $5 less if you go to all 3 days. But you could go to the ConsciousLifeExpo.com and just look it up, and it'll probably be on there someplace on what it costs to get in.
Okay, great. And let's see, I'll continue on with Nancy's comments here. She said, I would like to express my gratitude to all the wonderful water entities that help to charge the water during every Wednesday's conference call. The water charging is so important, and these beings are becoming a greatly benevolent force in my life. Twice they have made unexpected appearances. The first time was when I was resting. I became aware of a beautiful cobalt blue color sparked with silver. I looked more closely and recognized the profile of a swordfish. It was very large, and it slowly turned towards me and opened its jaws. I felt like the swordfish had come to my aid and was removing something. I don't know if it was removing an entity or a curse or cordings. I only know that it was very kindly and very powerfully removing something that didn't belong to me, and I'm so thankful. The second time I became aware of a water being was when I was dreaming, and these huge tidal waves were coming through the apartment, and whales were appearing as part of the waves. Upon awakening, I took that as a sign that I needed some whale water. I'm so grateful that Ron and Sylvia had taken the time during a radio show to explain to all of us how to order activated water on Ron's website. It was very easy to do, and I immediately felt better after drinking the water. I felt like I was flushing fear and distrust from my kidneys. So, wow, that's great. Yeah, it's wonderful. People are having just incredible results with those water activations. So thank you again, Nancy. And we'll take up some of your healing requests here. The first request, Ron, is for an object cording release.
Okay, so just think of something. If you don't know what to ask for, it'll be released, or something will be released from you. So you may get a picture of it, you may not. It just depends how you're able to relate to consciousness. But you may feel your body changing too as this energy cord is released from you. Remember, all cordings take away your life force energy. So here we go. We'll go back the last 5 days and just start to release here. So 5 days, cleared. 4 days, cleared. Wow. So many people are corded. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. So it could be any kind of object that maybe you thought about. Maybe you desired something in the store. Remember, it's taken its life force energy out of it, and then you're coming and bringing it into you, or vice versa. Remember, it's a two-way street. So it gets to be kind of very complicated once you understand what's really happening to yourself, because you really don't want to have any kind of cordings, especially in a relationship. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
All right, Nancy's next request is for a clearing. I think this is on your new, brand new list of services, and it's called an organization disconnection.
Okay. So, you all belong to some kind of organization, I'm sure. It could be your job, going to work as an organization, typically, when you get your paycheck. It could also be organization like maybe you see when you go into a city. They have all these little plaques up, maybe 20, 30 of them, of these people that belong to these organizations. And maybe you do some kind of oath or vow there, and you're connected to that mindset of whatever it is, okay? It could also be, maybe a church that you belong to, an organization. So we're going to go back 5 days. What's up to you? You can maybe select something, or they'll just find one that is heavily corded to you, taking away your life force. And you could go back further than 5 days, but everything is active in the now. So here we go. So maybe you belong to a church 10 years ago for 30 years. It was still connected to you, even if you don't go to the church, okay? So it could be affecting you. So it'll be the effect that it's doing on you in the last 5 days. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. There we go. And I'm sure that the seventh generational clearing for these things would be very nice too, because you don't know what your ancestors' gifts are bringing to you. Maybe they're all some kind of sacred type of organization that may be doing harm to people, and you're attached to it genetically, and it's still working in you and through you, even though you don't know about it. This is why we do the seventh generational clearing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that was a great request, Nancy. Thank you. And next request for Nancy is the heart spirit infusion body clearing.
Okay, let me see here. What we'll do is connect your spirit to your heart center stronger here. There's more to this than what I'm saying, but here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Remember, your spirit typically gets kind of bored here because you're not communicating with it. And because of that, it starts losing its connection to the body. So this actually helps to increase the energy going into your body for healing and awareness. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and I'd like to next bring up a question from our sponsor tonight, Nancy, and that question is about the ascension process also. And it's actually a couple of questions. During the time of ascension, what is it like when the third dimensional blueprint is turned off and the new blueprint is put in place?
Okay. At the time of ascension, when the whole universe is turned off, you won't have any consciousness, because what you have like inside of your head is gone, and you're not really going to probably understand what your spirit's doing. So your spirit is going to be doing its own particular healing work, releasing the judgments that's passed on to it from this lifetime, and the light chip will help it out with that, and it'll do that so that your spirit can move on to another consciousness. This same process is done here with your past life review. That's what the dark side does for you. Because remember, you're useless to them if you come back too soon, because you don't have all of your horsepower with your spirit. So in order for you to reincarnate again, you must have the earth densities taken out of your spirit. So this is what the spirit is doing. And your body is like put on a coat rack, we'll say, just waiting to be energized. The blueprint is anyway. And whether you can come back into it and join it is determined by how much density is taken away from it. Remember, your spirit is not going to come into judgment again. So if it walks over to you and you're full of judgment, it's going to go, well, forget that. Been there, done that. I don't want to get contaminated. And I'll find something else to go into that's going to be light versus darkness. So you'd just be sitting there kind of reeking of darkness if you didn't do any work on yourself. And to the light ship, you'd just probably be put in quarantine somewhere on a rack, and you'd just probably be there forever with your body, and that blueprint will just be there sitting, and it'll never be energized again because there's no need for it. So as far as your consciousness, you may not be able to really know what your spirit's doing. But when it gets turned back on again, then you're having another lifetime somewhere else, because then you choose another body to go into, and then the whole thing starts over again for 2,000 years, and you're free to incarnate for whatever time you'd like to. Could be any amount of time, but at 2,000 years you have the chance to leave, whether you've done one lifetime or, you know, a couple thousand. It depends what life form you decided to go into. So back to you, Sylvia.
And Ron, haven't you said in the past that process that you were just talking about of the universe being turned off and on again in the ascension can happen in virtually like a blink of an eye?
Yes, it'll happen instantly. And so there's nothing that you can prepare for. You won't be told when it's going to happen. It'll just happen instantly. It's when the light ship decides to do the process. And for me, they're overdue by 2 years, so I'm just waiting.
And Ron, Nancy's also asking about that time. Does it seem like twilight or like the eclipse of the sun? And is it important to stay awake during the duration of that shift?
Well, you won't even know about it. You will be turned off. Everything is no longer in existence.
Okay.
It's nothingness. It's a complete void. And where the void is, that's the territory where the light used to be. Although the light still holds the territory, but there's nothing manifested. So if you look up at the stars now, there won't be any stars. And it'll just be like looking at the darkness at night. And then when the light decides to get turned back on again, then if those stars, those planets choose to reincarnate over again, then they're going to show up where they are now. So people say, gee, how come these planets or stars are still here and we have charts of them, you know, over 2,000 years ago? Well, that's because they rematerialized over again. There's ones that have not. So what we know about, maybe through text, about certain things being here, well, that's because it got turned on over again. it could be very possible that the moon no longer is going to be here. So you may, you know, if you could look on the other side, and when it gets turned on, maybe there's going to be no moon. And that's a possibility, too. Maybe all the astrological chart planets that people are courted into that are negative planets that take away your life force energy because they're programming you, maybe they won't exist any longer. You know, who knows? I don't know what that's going to be like. But they will be out of judgment at that time. If they're created by the darkness, they won't exist. That's why the light comes, to turn off the darkness, to get rid of it, out of its creation of light. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I'd like to get in, if we have time, a couple of more of Nancy's requests. The next one is for a sample of the infection body clearing.
Okay, here we go. So we'll go back 5 days. This is for your infection body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go.
Great, wonderful. And let's see, let me pull off one more from her list. How about the past lifetime cloned bodies living on parallel planets?
Okay, so that's clone planets, parallel lifetimes. Is that Earth planets or other planets? That'd be other planets, huh?
Parallel planets is what it says.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do the one that's a little more scary, because this you're not familiar with, okay? So this will be dark side planets with your physical body inhabiting them as a parallel lifetime that you're in right now as we're talking. And you could have a couple thousand of those. So here we go. We'll take away 10 of those. So first one released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, 6 released, 7 released, 8 released, 9 released, and number 10. Okay, there we go. Wow.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so we only have a couple minutes left, and we have some announcements to do. Before that, I just want to say thank you, everyone, who's on the fast chat, who may have had a request that we weren't able to get to today. And I want to also direct your attention, to Ron's website, because there's some wonderful opportunities there for healings that you can get online, including what Annika was mentioning. She was talking on the Fast Chat about how she's had some really good results with her family and kids by activating objects to use to help them to repel entities. So that's great. So anything that you have, you know, you can activate a pendant, a piece of jewelry, a beverage, your food or whatever, for the specific type of energy that you need or situation that you're having difficulty with. So go ahead and explore that website. That's creationlightship.com, and it's got some wonderful things like that on there. And of course, you know, come back with us on Friday and Saturday. We're on Friday just before 7 p.m., five minutes before 7 p.m. Pacific, and Saturday at 9 Pacific. Friday's on Station 2, and Saturday's on Station 1 on BBS. So if you didn't get your question or request answered, just please come back with us another time, and we'll see when we can take care of that for you. And now let's get into our announcements. There's so much going on. So, Ron, over to you. We talked about the expo, but next weekend there's quite a wonderful healing all-weekend event, right?
Yeah, that's a week from this weekend here. And so two things are happening. We're doing our regular four-hour once-a-month call, and then along with the 17-hour call. So the 17-hour is to get rid of these extraterrestrial life forms that inhabit you, live with inside of you, that are invisible, that take away your life force energy, cause your body destruction, and maybe even physical pain. So if you want to sample that, there's two dates on the BBS website. It's in the archives. One is from last year at 10-10-08, And the other one is 11:30:07. So you may want to check that out and just see what these things are. And if you're interested in having your body in much better shape, then you may want to come on the call. And it's a 17-hour conference call for 3 days, starting, I think, 5:30 PST on Friday. And it's ending, I think, about 8 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, on Sunday. So we break in between there, but, you know, it's up to you, you know, if you wish to get rid of a lot of things that might cause fibromyalgia, may cause chronic fatigue syndrome. Remember, these things are inside of you. There's a lot of them. So check out those dates and just see if you want to have these things released out of you. And the reason why it takes that amount of time is because this is what the light chip needs to do this healing work on you. So I guess we'll be calling it quits here for tonight. I'll be back in New York end of March, and also doing workshops back there at the Edgar Cayce ARE Center. So, hope to see you all later. So, blessings to all of you. And hope to see you this weekend at the Conscious Life Expo at the LAX Hilton. And you can just check out their website. And we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings to all of you.
Blessings, everyone. And thank you so much, Nancy, for sponsoring tonight's show. It's wonderful always to have you as a sponsor, your questions and requests. And we hope to have you on again. So thank you so much. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. And Rob and Sylvia has a special night on Tuesday. We could probably type it into the fast chat. Maybe somebody could do that here. I'm on the road, so a little more difficult for me. But it's 5:30 PST on Tuesday. Question and answers. And Rob and Sylvia host that to fill people in on different information that you might wish to have. So, blessings. See you later.
Good night.